whilst you were at Stortford as a cadet, what sorts of things were you doing?
Well, it was a completely new thing, and I was first of all in the office, in the general office, and one of my main functions was to answer the telephone switchboard, or to mend the telephone switchboard.
Yeah.
And at that time, there's no such thing as teleprinters and things like that. They came in much later. And we used to have a system of telephone messages, which were written in longhand. In those days, if there was a major theft or something like that, it was circulated via these telephone messages, and they'd laboriously write it all down and pass it on to the station officer. The worst type of message of all was the foot and mouth warnings. We had to write down countless names of places where this foot and mouth was confirmed and write it all down, and that had to be recorded. I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was some connection with the local market at that time, you know, as a warning. So didn't like those messages because they're so laborious, you know, there's so much writing to do. They were all stations messages and surrounding forces, which were major crime messages.
Right, so there was obviously a difference whether it was local
or surrounding. Well, surrounding forces meant, as it suggests, it was surrounding forces like Bedfordshire, Essex, and what have you.
So that was for something more serious.
Yeah.
So how long were you on the switchboard?
Well, only really. We did have a female switchboard operator, but
yeah,
it was only part time. I filled in when she wasn't there or was there.
What else did you do?
One of the things they gave me to do was, in those days, people going on holiday used to notify the police station that they're going on holiday and leave their address where they're going. And one of my jobs was to go around in the summertime and visit these unoccupied houses, as they were called. That's quite interesting to do that, because they usually left the message to help yourself to grapes from the greenhouse. So it's quite nice in the summer to do that. It was the very severe winter of 1947. We had a lot of snow, and one of my jobs at that time was to clear the snow away from the front of the police station.
Was that the one in Church Street or the one on the corner of Basbow Lane?
On the corner of Basbow Lane,
right,
as it is now.
Yeah.
I remember when we were clearing the snow away, the inspector, a fellow called Charles Warren, always left his bike outside the main entrance to the police station. The cleaner and I had a job of clearing the snow away, and we shovelled all the snow all over his bike. That was all very well as a joke, but it was our misfortune that his wife came along and saw us doing this, and we got into trouble from her. He laughed it off, but she made quite a song and dance about it. Yeah.
Right, anything else you did as a cadet?
When wireless cars first came in during that time, I was the observer in the wireless car. I'll record lost and found property, of course. People came in, recorded the lost and found. Did that. Used to play cricket on the roof of the police station. Until, of course, I was called up for national service,
yeah,
and that was it then.
Yeah.